Virgin Radio.
Yeah, it's 22 minutes past 1 o'clock. Hope the day's going well for you. Well, touching on the matter of our demise is often a very touchy subject, but it seems the most practical thing to do is to organise as much as you possibly can before the inevitable happens. And what about our options? Well, Kevin Hartley is joining us today with something that's quite innovative. Project Director for Earth Funerals, a new environmentally family-friendly option for our place and planet. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, good day, Jenny.
Yeah, good, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for having me in WA.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Where are you based?
Based in Melbourne at present, yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, we're not that far away from you. We may feel so sometimes, but...
A long walk.
We all have the same, you know, future, I suppose, with our inevitable demise. You've been involved in the funeral industry, haven't you, for a long time?
Yeah, a bit over 20 years out of the last 30 in the commercial funeral industry, Jenny, and then stepped out of it for a little while and wasn't intending to come back, but found myself involved with an environmental charity. And a vision I had when I was in the industry was to create genuine natural burial grounds. And with the charity that I became involved with, we looked at this and reimagined a difficult commercial idea, and it became a very simple and appealing charitable space idea. And since we floated this, we've just had enormous support. We've been offered about four different sites in different parts of the country, and that's actually what got me down to Melbourne, because we're having a look at a 30-acre site that's been offered. You know, as development of a burial ground west of the city.
Yeah. We'll get to how it works in a moment, but the sure. fact is, the reality is that our places of rest, funeral, you know, direct cemeteries, that sort of thing, are overcrowded. You know, we've got this huge problem, haven't we, of you know, them being, the gravestones being ripped up and transported away, and there'll come a time when the space would be, you know, inevitably it's shortage of it all. So how does your concept work?
Look, I you're absolutely right. It's been many years since I worked in the industry in Perth. I was back there in the 90s. But the problem you're talking about there is absolutely living within Sydney at present. Where cemetery space in that city, big metropolitan space, obviously is due to run out by about 2050.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's a real problem, and the issue with it is the design of burial grounds. So the part that our concept might play, or natural burial might play, is that we're looking at burial grounds not as a static place, but rather as an opportunity to regenerate the environment. So we're looking at cleared land, denuded farmland, where we take a section of that, lay it out as a burial place with very minimal infrastructure, so no headstones, no lawns, no big infrastructure. People can be buried there in a very simple way, and working with Through Earth Funerals, any revenue from the actual conduct of the funeral would go through environmental partners and fund natural restoration of the environment at landscape level.
It's such an emotional issue when you leave your loved one, and people going to their graveside, I suppose, on an anniversary, birthday, whatever reason to go along there, put flowers on their gravestone. Of course, it's always been part of our tradition. So with your concept, Kevin, how then are the public or the friends, family are going to do something similar? Is that possible?
Yeah, look, a natural burial ground is a legally organised burial space. So people, you know, certainly have access, and using GPS and other tracking methods can go directly to the grave, even though it doesn't have a large headstone. There's options for a very small ground level bronze marker that people could identify. But one of the things that's emerging, and we've done a lot of research on this, is that the online idea, where in our world people would use a phone that would guide them to the grave, and then emerging on that phone would be a virtual headstone, if you like, a limitless story about that person's life. Memorialisation, as you say, very, very important.
Oh, okay.
The idea of an unmarked grave has all sorts of pejorative connotations, you know, a criminal's grave or a pauper's grave, and that's certainly not what natural burial's about. It's about a gentle return to the environment. A very simple process. It doesn't require you to build a crematoria or burn fuel. And the idea that you'd have a burial ground on the outskirts of growing cities, or even a bigger area like a burial zone that could be over hundreds of years recycled or reused, is also part of our thinking, and then to combine that with the ability to use those burials to help regenerate our environment at the same time, it's an idea that just appeals to people.
I can imagine that it would be very well received environmentally, without a doubt. So if you could explain then, with the passing of the body, how is it treated? I mean, normally there'd be embalming, plastics and chemicals. You're saying here that that's not what you're involved in. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, zero. The idea of embalming bodies, it's really an idea that grew up in the Civil War in America, long before refrigeration or, you know, easy transport. It's something that's just hung around in the funeral industry. It is essentially unnecessary unless you are transporting a body overseas, you know, for a return to another country where you didn't have access to refrigeration. So mm-hmm. from our point of view, as simple as you can, the body is not embalmed, placed in a shroud or a wicker pod with special wicker coffins designed and brought in from Indonesia, fair trade, beautiful thing. Straight into the ground, minimal legal depth that encourages decomposition of the body, no plastics, you can use cornstarch biodegradable materials to ensure decorum and safety. But the body goes in and it's actually returning back to the earth as opposed to a burial in a plastic lined coffin. Or a
biodegradable coffin. What's the coffin made out of, did you say?
Oh, well, you can have shrouds. Shroud burial is in most states in Australia, but we've also helped design a wicker, which is like bamboo or grass.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Think like a, you know, the sort of structure of a nice wicker shopping basket, if you like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Gee, that'd be such a big change.
Totally, totally biodegradable. You know, these little coffins, we call them earth pods or eco pods, they weigh 9 kilos. Nine kilos,
gosh.
No metals, no paints, no varnishes.
Yeah.
And we've tested out to nearly 200 kilos in there, but they're super strong, minimal resource, beautiful, not coffin shaped.
Yeah.
Because really what it is at the end of the day, this is an end of life ritual. There's no real need to have a funeral. If you think about it. Like when a person dies, we're going to do something, dispose of the body by burial or cremation. What happens, everything that happens after that funeral is a social thing. It's about how we accept death, how we mourn, and how we, and that's the ritual, and that's what's come up for me. I got out of the funeral industry because I was a bit disenchanted with it, and 8 years later here I find myself drawn back in because of the sheer beauty of this, Jenny.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a very simple thing. And a colleague from down in Tassie said to me, she reached out, made contact with a local group down there, and very enthusiastic. And I said, well, what is it about this in the funeral? She said, it's a no-brainer. You don't have to think about it. You feel it. And I thought, that's it. And I've conducted in my last days in the funeral industry in Adelaide about 12 years ago. I offered shroud burials. That was a possibility under the legislation in that state. And we would do burials and shrouds, very simple. And the difference, the feel of this funeral where that person is right there, there's been no tampering with the body, no embalming, minimal input, straight into the earth. And it's
simplicity.
I just can't describe it. Of thousands of funerals, literally, that I've been involved with or overseen, the ones I remember are shroud burials and natural burials because they feel, they don't. It's not a pretend.
Yeah. It's not a showpiece sort of thing is what you're getting at, Kevin. The simplicity, I think, has been carried out, you know, for funerals, I suppose, or burials around the world in so many different cultures forever.
Oh, it's not a new idea. We just got a bit diverted in our...
Yeah,
in our
no, swing. It's good.
You know, the funeral director, the origins of that was, you know, local community members who came together when a death occurred. You know, the local carpenter, the coffin, and the local hay baler would pull his wagon out and, you know, transport the body, and that grew into a business that then grew into a commercial enterprise that's now become an industry, and we'd like to see that come back. Still professional, because many people want help at that time, you know. We're open to people being involved as much as they like in the funeral.
Yeah.
My experience is that while people would love to come and, you know, be pallbearers, speak at the funeral, design the music, design the service.
Yeah, of course.
Most people would like to have the option of a bit of professional help with the logistics. So we're aiming to be able to provide that, but in the simplest manner. I mean, we're designing how we go out into the marketplace, which we'll be doing in Melbourne this year in trade. And my writing about policy to people going out to arrange funerals is go and see this family, organise exactly what they want for the least possible amount of money and do it totally transparently.
Yeah. Kevin, I've got to tell you too something I just saw before I got started to speak to you on the internet today. Something that's been developed in Italy, and you probably are aware of this, called organic burial pods.
Sure.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's come up in a couple of forms. There's another name for a similar thing in Italy called Capsula Mundi. Is that the...
I think it might be, but just to explain, the body becomes, it's been put in a fetal position, it's put into a capsule, a biodegradable capsule, and on the top of the capsule, either a tree is planted or a seed is planted, you are then buried, and your body then eventually fertilizes the growth of a tree. How about that?
Well, that is exactly what, you know, the natural burials we're talking about would do, because in our environment, we're just burying the body, not in a fetal position. If you're asking for my comment on that idea, that's been floating around the internet for a couple of years.
Okay.
A lot of problems with that. It's logistically very difficult. You're talking about a burial position that's difficult to achieve. How do you handle that body?
Yeah.
How do you have a service? What if you're a religious person who can go to a church?
Yeah, true.
There's lovely ideas to talk about, as is, you know, there was something belted around the internet for years about freezing bodies and having them shatter into a million pieces.
Oh, yes.
These aren't technically real. I've been around this a fair while, and I just deal in simple pragmatics, and I think the no-brainer in this is to do exactly what we do if, you know, you and I are out in the bush, Jenny, and one of our fellow trekkers died, you know, 100 years ago, we'd dig a hole and we'd bury them and we'd say a prayer and we'd move on.
That's true. Do you know what I think is so terrific about all these things? That there are going to be options, or there are options already, Kevin, and it's all heading in the right direction. Whether we like to speak about our demise or not, it is a fact. It'll happen one day. And I think that's a wonderful idea. Look, Kevin, good luck with all this. Is it going to come to WA?
Oh, look, one of our board members is a W Perth resident. Every board meeting we have, and we're beginning trading in Melbourne because we've been offered land here, and that's driving a little bit of our development at the national network. So nice listeners are there on the skirts of Perth and have a nice piece of property and they'd like to put some land aside for natural burials.
I'm sure people are going to embrace the option. Kevin, congratulations. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Hartley there.
Getting back to Perth.
Yeah, come back again. Thank you, Kevin Hartley.